Blog Talk Radio.
Jealous. Pound pussy.
I'd rather kill a bee because it ain't no glory in ending your life. So stay the.
And I'm still getting my pimp on. Getting my butter sauce, steak, lobster, and shrimp on. It's just like magic. Speaking on the street, disappearing out of this gone. I done seen the pimps in the city, getting back to the big home. The winning city plans and the winning city ass, and they getting their ice first slip on. Gotta get a quick pass, and all nigga, I don't hit women, but I'll be the big ass. You can get big cash on the trip, get the big, got the lip, with the tip, with the big ass. You gotta be fast with the game, it's a true sport. Grew up, bigger A bar, MJG, pimpin' blue short. Got the white girl standing downtown, pick it up with a light, lit it up like a Newport.
Pound put.
I'd rather kill a bee because it ain't no glory in ending your life. So stay the fuck up out of my business and give me the mic.
Right?
No pen and no pencil, but I got plenty of paper. I'm a pound pusher, pimp, pimp, and you only a hater.
I take it off like kung fu when I come through. I got that secret weapon. And you know, I'm steady repping. Wasn't nothing you can do but respect it. I'm trying to find a mothership. Blowing on that Tonka Jelly. See these niggas over there. Exactly what they is,
that?
And that's pathetic. I'm back from vacation. I heard you was looking. I can light you fired up, but we already know what nothing cooking. I keep a cool head, and I try to stay away from the trouble. But I still got something on the side. Niggas get out of line, I'm gonna bust they bubble. I'm talking bullseye. Hit you from 100 meters, and what's coming out of your speakers hotter than space.
You hear that shit?
Say words the ladies love us. Bring the whole crew to seducers. Ask me what's my occupation. I say you movie producer.
Hold up. Tell them niggas roll up.
Riding with that bomb on me like I'm finna blow up.
Yeah, meet me at the top, nigga. See you when you catch up.
Put it off of the mouth on me till you leaving here on the stretch.
Say them niggas don't die. I'm still talking shit. And I stay fully loaded, ready to empty the clip. Tell the next nigga call on me, the first one to get hit. But if you looking for that fire, that's exactly what you gon' get.
Boy,
this paper over pussy.
Just
step up on the silence. Yo, I like exactly. Man, I ain't with all that drama. Got a bitch full of dollars.
Yeah.
This money over bitches. Like, man, pay a phone.
So you know I'm about my
okay, business. Talking fast money, fast living, fast car.
Yeah.
Big reefer blowing blue just like an avatar.
Uh-huh.
Standing in a circle, Lamborghini dreaming, fatal foe, them pound pushers constantly plotting and scheming. So what's the demonstration?
But
it ain't no time for the waiting, they losing all of their exuberance with weaving paper chasing.
Yeah.
They cruising forward, cruising, so don't get it confused. I ain't none of these other losers, I'm efficient with the tools, bruh. It'll get you moving, so just call me a mover out the gate, I'm taking shots. So just call me a shooter, and these niggas say they hot. But I'm a little bit cooler every time I'm in the spot, it gets uglier than Medusa. Whoa, yeah, my nigga, what that sound like? Matic on this blizzard shit, coated in the Klondike. Hit the ground running, nigga, like a track star. Homegrown, keep that bang boogie in the back.
Don't die,
I'm still talking shit. And I stay fully loaded, ready to empty the clip.
Huh.
The next nigga call on me, the first one to get hit. But if you looking for that fire, that's exactly what you gon' get.
What?
It's paper over pussy,
it's
step up on the silence. Show my life is acting packed, man, I ain't with all that drama. Got a bitch full of dollars,
yeah.
This money over bitches. Mac, man, fatal foe, so you know I'm about my business.
Yeah, it's your boy back in the building, Quarter to Great. You already know what it is, man. It's another installment of Legal Dog Radio. Your boy, Fresh Air, the People's Player. He on his way here, on a memento. Matter of fact, man. Fresh, what up, John? What up, John?
Man, what up, Quarter to Great?
Hey, man, what it doing, man?
Oh, yeah,
man.
Hey, I'm around the corner from the Young Studio, you dig me, you know what I mean? I'm holding the shit down, man. I'm on assignment out here, bro, you know what I mean? Holding it down the hard way, you feel me?
I feel you, man. I feel you. All right, so that's what it is, man. Hey, the Fresh Air, the People's Player is on the other end, man.
Hey, The boy Matic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bringing the real shit, you feel me? I fuck with Matic, man. Real talk.
Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. Matic, you get it in, man.
Hey, man, I got some real shit to say, man, but I'm like really, I'm like literally 4 minutes from the studio, you dig? So I'm going to drop that knowledge on y'all when I get to the building, you feel what I'm saying? But this real live knowledge needs to be dropped on the whole dope fiend world, you feel what I'm saying? So I'm going to drop that when I get there, you know what I mean? I'm so thirsty right now, you know what I mean? I want to drop it right now, but like I said, I'm going to drop it when I get to the building, you know what I mean? Because it is what it is with the whole Live the Dope Boys, you feel what I'm saying? Core of the great, fresh out of people,
you
already know what it is, so.
All right, man, look, man, that was a boy fresh out of people's player. He's on his way in, like you say, a couple minutes away from the studio. So, excuse him, moi. Hey, man, what about this weather out here in Illinois, man? What about this weather out here in Illinois, man? It's going to be in the high 70s all week. You know what I mean? I might have a weather for y'all later on. This is just a button push away, so I might have that for y'all later on. But like I say, this is Legal Dope Radio. You know how I do it. I pick a song that I think is hot, you know, until we get the actual intro together for the show. Because, you know, we just came back, so we need something fresh and new. Like I say, I got the stuff for the, I pick my favorite song that I'm banging for that week or whatever, and I play it first. So, you know, it's like my pick. Freddie Free got a pick today, too. So you already know what it is. We got the boy Direct from Triple Darkness, you know what I'm saying, Tracks the Ink, you know what I mean, coming through the night, man, so you already know what that is. I'm touching on a couple different things, man, so like I say, man, it ain't right until the boy Fresh get in the building, man, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and go to another record, man. How about this? Get Addicted. Hold up. Let me do that again. I don't think y'all heard it. Back to the boy Twenty.
And get it, what's the reason for the wait? Have my own big T and be the reason for the wave. Tryna get this money, but she say she want a date. Probably see my face if you just book me for a day. Call it perfect timing and my diamonds don't remind her. Top low aircraft clouds with Tom and Jerry just reclining. Use it off the ground, let me break it down. All my goons on alert, on alert. Oh, honey, me, I ain't got a flirt, ain't got a flirt. She turned up, I'm finna take it down. You think they listening, I might just have to break it down. All this money on me.
Shout out to the boy Young JR, man. Shout out to the Jessens, man. They got a new mixtape coming out real soon. Seen the artwork for it. The artwork is crazy. Looks like Fresh Air, the People's Player, is on his way in the building. Hey, so like I said, man, tonight we're going to get it in. We're going to have a good time. I actually got my PD sending me over some exclusive direct records. So, you know, it's one of those type of situations.
Big shout out to the big homie Direct, man.
Man, big shout out to the homie Direct.
Repping the Go Hill, you know what it is.
Hey, so look, you already know what it is. It's your boy Quarter the Great. Mr. May rap like this.
Legal though.
Fresh Air People's Player. Yeah, man, like I said, you already know what it is this evening, man. We're getting it in. Like I say, we got the boy Direct coming through, man.
Your boy's in the building right now.
Fresh Air, the People's Player's in the building right now.
Listen.
Off that great G.
Chuck, hey, listen, and that's my first announcement. Big shout out to my nigga Ray Jizzle. We'll be home out of the hospital, out of the rehab joint, you know, tomorrow, Thursday.
Shout out to the boy Ray G.
Big shout out to Ray Jizzle, you know, he back in the building, bouncing back like a motherfucking rubber ball, you feel me? My nigga will be back in the building, you know, doing his thing. Big shout out to Ray G, Mama Mel, Big Moves, you know what I mean? Ray Stone, hey, making it happen, you feel what I'm saying? And I want to give a big shout out and a big rest in peace to my man Chantrell, a.k.a. Shake Bag. Because if you don't know, my man departed his life right after Legal Dope Radio, you feel what I'm saying? So, big shout out, big rest in peace to my man Shake Bag, you know what I mean? Funeral on Saturday, rest in peace to the homie, you know what I mean? This uphill struggle we call life is a real crazy thing, you know what I mean? So, like I said, again, one more time, big shout out to my man Shake Bag. Rest in peace, got his life took at Burger King right down Belvedere in Waukegan, you know what I mean? So, and also, on a like sidebar, on a different kind of note, you know what I mean? Rest in peace to Chief Hamilton.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't know, I'm going to learn to you right now, he was the chief or the, you know, conductor or I really don't know what to call him, but, you know, I'm pretty sure if you got the message, you'll get it right now when I give it to you, you know. Big rest in peace shout-out to Chief Hamilton of the Andrew Drill team. His life was taken from him, I believe, yesterday. He's resting in peace right now, too, as well. So, big rest in peace to Chief Hamilton, you feel what I'm saying? Just to come in here and change the whole mood to the show, you know what I mean, because Fresh Air is in tune with the streets. Like I'm laying down on the ground, you know, with my ear to the streets. You know what I mean? That's what I do. You know what I'm saying? And big, big, big rest in peace to Shake Bag and Chief Hamilton. Real talk. Moment of silence. That was that.
Hey, man, so look, like I said, we got the boy Direct coming through this evening. I actually got somebody sending me over some classic records that he probably going to wonder how I got. You know what I'm saying? But I'm getting them, and they will be in the system in a minute. So just so y'all know, it's about to go down. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play another record, man.
What I'm going to do?
Yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play another record, get y'all acquainted. You know, we broke this record already, so, you know, I'm going to play it now. It's Direct Slowdown, but I got a new record, too, off the extended version of the MP, man, hella EP. So I'll let you, boy, you already know what it is. Quarter to Great. Mr. May, rap life is
legal, go.
Fresh Air to People's Player.
Yeah. That was that one. Yeah,
man, track
was crazy.
Hey, look, man, the track was crazy. I was watching some shit on ThisIsCity.com. I'm sorry, we back in the building, man. It's your boy, Corey the Great. First year of the people's players, definitely in the building and seeing it, man. Hey, like I say, I was watching some shit on ThisIsCity.com the other day. Talking about tracks and the tracks to be getting shit, man. He's getting some shit, man.
Grammy Award won.
Yeah, Grammy Award won. Together. You know what I'm saying? Right. I think it was with Quentin Miller. Hold on. Recently, right? My Tick Bad? Yeah. My Tick Bad. Don't call me on that. But I know Fam also did a Mariah Carey track that got a Grammy nod, you know, back in the day as well. So, you know, he's been out here for a minute, man. He went from the 90s, from the very first track he did. That, you know, got him out here. That, do you want to ride? Is you from the chat? In the backseat of the Caddy.
Boy, that's nationwide.
I'm just saying, though.
You know, it happened, sure.
We got it first, though. You know, we got it here first. So if you're from the side, you already know.
That changed my summer that year.
That changed a lot of shit that year.
Hey, my summer was bananas that year.
That changed a lot of shit that year.
Big shout out to the tracks, man.
Hey, man, so look, what I didn't get to last week, and I'm going to make sure I get to this week, because I didn't get to the top, you know, whatever.
I got one of them, too.
It's not really a top 10, but it's a top whatever.
I got one of them, too. I'm glad you said that, brother.
It's, you know, record sales and shit, and our motherfuckers bounce around and shit. But I was reading up on something today, and it was about independent, just pretty much anything. You know what I mean? Independent music, independent film, just pretty much independent anything is like, it's the way to go. Like, big time companies are really buying into independent artists, buying into independent labels, buying into independent radio shows, and you know what I'm saying? And like, it's at an all time high right now. You know, so if there's anybody out there that feel like just because you're doing you, you know, and it ain't going nowhere, don't let it fuck with you, because it tis the season for that type of stuff.
It is the season to be independent.
Right. Independent music, independent everything. You have to. And I got a story I was reading up on. I'm going to talk about it a little later on. But I got a story I was reading up on, man, and it actually changed. I can honestly say I read this, and it almost changed my life, for real, like right now. You understand what I'm saying? As far as, you know, who I am and Quarter to Great and where, you know, what I'm, you know, what I'm thinking about as far as everything goes, as far as the radio show, as far as the music, as far as the books, as far as the movies, you know, I'm thinking about where I want to go with all of that. So I'm going to say this a couple times tonight, but we actually are going to have Legal Dope Radio 2 times a week. And I'm gonna probably say this a couple times tonight, but we're gonna have it 2 times a week, and it's gonna be on Sunday.
Josh.
7 to 9. So all you independent artists out there, man, really, really about to start pushing this independent shit and this independent radio station. We're trying to get it on a bigger level. You know, so like I say, we got another Legal Dope Hour. It's gonna be 2 hours, 7 to 9 on Sundays. There's no theme to it. There's no Legal Love. It's just another one of these. But it's going to be on a whole another level. It's going to be crazy because it's going to be on a Sunday. You know, you're winding down today. You know what I mean? So you're winding down. You ain't got nothing better to do but fuck with these Legal Dope Boys. You already know what it is, man. Hey, so look, shout out to the boy J5, the Fly Guy. Shout out to the boy King, Stand the Fourth Man, the boy Play Free. S to the P, yeah. Shout out to that fool, man. Like I say, you already know what it is. I got all kind of shit. What you want, man? I got everything. I got some Ronic. I got some Jonesella. You know what? It don't seem like I'm being biased, but I really, really like this song. Get addicted.
Jason. Trailwave, nigga, what's up? Yeah. Jessens, young underground king, with models they get down for the wrong things. With them diamonds in the gold ring, designer demons that be acting like they all queens. But we gon' keep it real, ayy.
time. White walls and bones on the coming down. You ain't talking about money, ain't coming out. Little slurring my words, they ain't coming out. Two cuffs, one chain when I'm pulling out. Shawty talking about kids when I'm pulling out. That's her baby, it's so contagious. Got a nigga feeling he's so amazing. Open maybe you open, baby. Met her downtown, eat you the baby. She don't fuck a hoe, they too crazy. Wonder why the kid made you my lady. I'm rapping hard cause it's you the baby.
It's you the baby.
Jetsons, young underground kings. We're models that get down for the wrong things. What do diamonds and the gold bring? Designer divas that be acting like they all queens. We gon' keep it real. Hey, where they keep it real? Doubt that, but tonight we can make a deal. That it's going down, you can hold it down. Jetsons, young underground kings. We're models that get down for the wrong things. What do diamonds and the gold bring? Designer divas that be acting like they all queens. We gon' keep it real. Hey, where they keep it real? Doubt that, but tonight we can make a deal. That it's going down. Hold it down, hold it down, wood grain, we can roll around. Couldn't kick it with them lanes that you go around. Get a whole ring house, boot blowing down. But just take it back to Houston when we slow it down. We gon' keep it real. Hey, we didn't keep it real. Doubt that, but tonight we can make a deal. That it's going down, you can hold it down. Hey, tripping, like beside it. Wood grain, she wanna hop inside it. Free LaBoosie and my uncle, I've been grinding hard, it's about perfect timing. Perfect diamonds on my wrist. Draped up and she wanna kiss. I keep it pimp, recipe to pimp. Eat fake strips, you wanna take a trip.
Gotta go in like a focal go. Nigga, we can do this blow for blow. My shit cold, gon' get an overcoat. King shit, can't overdose. Underground, Pharaoh. Crown me, real gold. Why need swag on a real hoe? Houston, I'm a real hoe.
Hold it down, wood grain, we can roll around. Couldn't kick it with the lane that you go around. Get a whole greenhouse, boom, blow it down. Or just take them back to Houston when we slow it down. We gon' keep it chill. We ain't keep it real, doubt that. But tonight we can make a deal. Let us go down, you can hold it down.
Big shout out to Quarter the Great for already writing this verse for the remix.
Yeah, my verse crazy as hell.
Because I heard it when y'all wasn't listening.
Yeah, my verse crazy as hell. Wish y'all hear that. Hey, but look, like I say, man, I got that track crazy. I got a thing for that track. You know what I'm saying? So, like I say, I was the boy Young JR and the Jetsons. Keep it real. Hey, we going to keep it real. But tonight we can make a deal. As it's going down, you can hold it down. Shout out to them fools, man. You already know what it is. Quarter's great in the building. Boy, Fresh Air, the people's player in the building. Hey, so shit I didn't speak on last week, too, man. The boy Yellow Wolf, man. We didn't talk about that. And it was local, right? The boy Yellow Wolf, man. He was hospitalized in Wisconsin at a concert. This was some weeks back. It was in Madison, Wisconsin. He was on March 6th. And I'm sorry I got this news so late, but it's still news, though, because he actually... I guess he got a rare disease or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't quote me on the actual rare disease, but there's something wrong with the homie, and I'm going to pull that information in a minute, man. I wanted to talk about that. Also, the police is investigating the Young Buck thing, and what I understand, I think they got some leads.
Before you go back to the Yellow Wolf thing,
yeah,
the whole Young Buck shit,
uh-huh.
They're supposed to be shooting a video with Lake County's own, Ruckus 100, but the reason they pushed the shit back was because of the whole shoot-up shit.
Okay, I thought that had already happened.
No,
that's the thing. I thought
it was happening this week in Tennessee and in Houston.
Right.
Happy birthday to Jay Prince Jr.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now, this wasn't going down there to fuck with the homie. You know what I mean? But the whole shit got fucked up under the shoot up act,
right,
and the this and the that, you know what I mean? So it was a whole lot of bullshit involved with that as far as that goes, because like I said, fam had got his shit shot up,
it was the homie's birthday, you know what I mean? Like, it was a bunch of bullshit going on in the game, you know what I mean? So, like I said, one more time, I had to rough it to the homeboy.
Jay Prince Jr.
But get well to, you know, Young Buzz girl, you know what
right.
I mean? Because that whole shit soured the whole parade as far as that party and video shoot goes.
Right. So get well, Kenyatta. Kenyatta Rainey, I think it was. Get well, Kenyatta Rainey. Actually, I haven't heard much. Have you heard anything lately about the Ohio High School? Anything else come out about that?
I haven't. Like I said, I told you what I heard. I think that was it as far as the death tolls go. I think everybody else bounced back.
Okay.
As far as that goes, you know what I mean?
Was it Japan?
Earthquake. 6.8 In Japan, they was worried about the whole tsunami thing.
Right.
And they was worried about the waves being 3 feet high or whatever it was, I believe. But don't quote me on that. But either way, it will have it. I guess that didn't happen, which is definitely a great thing because we all know what happened a year ago, I think. Last year, right? Almost a year ago today. Like to the date.
Almost.
You know, some real shit, so. I think that's what that was as far as that goes, but they definitely bounced back as far as that went. But they were talking about 8-9 foot waves or whatever, so they were talking about evacuating the whole coastal city or all the coastal cities or whatever. So, you know, thank God that didn't happen because we all know what happened as far as that went last year with the, you know, tsunami. With the nuclear plan and the, you know, like the whole shit was, you know, excuse my understatement, but foul or bogus as far as that went, you know what I mean? So you definitely have to say thank God as far as that, because it was ugly.
Very.
Ugly.
So, yeah, our prayers go out to them out there, man. I was also, somebody had sent me a message the other day talking about Barack Obama, and he was, it was something about they was trying to get China, I think it was China, to come up off something Earth. I'm gonna look it up, but I don't really remember because I kind of glanced at it and kind of kept moving. But, you know, what I got from it was, I guess China has something that makes, that something that you need to make the screens for flat screen TVs, you need it to make cars, like it's something, that, and they have it, and they make it difficult to get the shit. So he wanted to be put out there for trade like everything else, you know what I'm saying? So everybody have a fair shot at it, and so I was just reading up on, I thought that was kind of crazy. I was reading up on that the other day. Hey, but look, your boy Andre 3000. He explained his absence from the hip hop game, and in a nutshell, he said he just kind of lazy. You know, there's nobody pushing him to do nothing. Like he don't have the label breathing down his neck to get shit done. And
I disagree with you.
Oh no, he said this out of his mouth.
Right, I disagree with him there.
Okay, all right. Well, he said this out of his mouth, so. I'm quoting him, actually. I can actually quote him.
If I rap, you know, that's dope that you could do that. But if I rap, I'd be lazy. And pardon my brash or whatever, you know, adjective you want to fill in with that statement as far as this goes, but you haven't been dropping like that, like you normally would, because nothing motivates you.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, this is what
fuck the lie, you know, and that's cool. Fuck the lazy, though.
He said it's not really nobody policing, you know what I mean? Like, he said it's
man,
it's not really nobody policing, you know what I mean? You said even when he was with Outkast, they weren't really police, but he had a partner, you know what I'm saying? And his partner was kind of pushing him to do the shit. This is what he said.
And pardon my, you know, fake ass ability to read fan mind, you know what I mean? But at the same time, if I had to guess
from an artist perspective, like just talking from an artist perspective.
Church.
You know what I'm saying? You're able to do that because you're with an artist all the time. Okay, so I understand that. And I kind of said the same thing when I read it, like,
nobody's pushing him or you or...
And that's the
thing. You know what I mean?
Like, and he has to push himself. And he also talks about, you know, having ideas and not acting on them. And it's funny because we were just having the same conversation about me the other day. But having ideas and not acting on them, like videos or whatever. And the next thing you know, somebody came out with the same shit and he said something to the effects of, you know, God gives you something, and if you don't, you know, he gives you a great idea or he gives you a great song, and if you don't use it, he passes it to somebody else. That's kind of what he said. So, shout out to the boy Andre 3000. I'd love to get him on the show so you can talk to Fresh Air.
Me too, man. Because and you said it best. I talk to an artist on the daily. I interact. I bond. I vibe. Whatever, you know what I mean? However you want to, you know, bridge that gap, you know what I mean? But I would love to holler at an artist, and see where their mind is as far as that will have it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I miss 3 Stacks. I'm take that back. I don't. I miss Outkast.
Yeah.
I miss Outkast, you know? And to read his quote and for him to say, I have no desire, and, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but I have no desire to record another Outkast album. And for the small reason of basically because there's no push behind him or no, you know, vibe behind him or no, you know, reason basically for him to put a Outkast album out, because that's basically what he said. That's basically what you just said. That's basically what he said. So I'm paraphrasing. But for him to say that, it's unheard of. Because what do you mean you have no drive to record another album with Andre Patton?
Hey, but listen though. He said, you know, I don't want to be like 40 years old having done this album. He said, I don't have a sense of time. He said, when people say, man, we haven't seen you. We haven't heard from you in like 5 years or seen you. To me, it feels like a year.
Right.
You know, I don't have a good sense of time. You know what I mean? But I do know I'm not a spring chicken anymore. You know, I have to get my ideas out before I just let them go away. And that was deep to me because that happens to me. He said that's how ideas work.
I want to put that out, right?
He said all the songs are written. He said we all just get them as gifts. And if you don't act upon your ideas, they'll go to somebody else. He said, I've seen so many ideas that I just sat on that other people have done years later. And I'm like, wow, I could have done that.
Great minds think alike.
I just didn't do it, exactly.
I called you yesterday.
Exactly.
And what did I say?
I'm telling you, I know. I
called you yesterday and I said, damn, such and such just took your idea. And not in the sense of take your idea, but great minds think alike.
Exactly.
Like, because that person I was talking about is a great artist.
Exactly.
And a lyricist, entrepreneur, actor.
All of that.
You know what I mean? Like, successful in all of these, you know, facets of music, entertainment, whatever. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I called her just yesterday and said the same exact thing. You feel me? So I understand where he's coming from with that shit. Because, like I just said, I called you yesterday. My favorite rapper, my favorite artist, as you know, music as a music engineer person, you know, period. You know what I mean? I called you yesterday and said the same thing, so I understand that part of it all. Totally. You know what I mean? But the whole shit is crazy because, like you just said, if you don't use it, great minds think alike. Whether it's years on the line, 2 years, like Dre said, I don't know how many years it was, but like you know, 3000 said. Down the line, period, they will, it'll be given to somebody else by the rap gods or the creation gods or the artist gods or whatever.
I believe in the rap gods. The rap gods gave me personal.
Trash.
You know what I'm saying? The rap gods gave me that. No, I don't have it. But I will have it soon.
Do a song, man.
I'm about to. And this is what I'm getting to. So, you know, the rap gods gave me personal. And, they also gave me this, man. Get addicted.
This is Beast Projection. This is black superhero music right here, baby.
So he ain't teach me to roll. Teach me how to be dope. Get my cash over bitches. Get my product in bulk. It's because of my hustle. All my niggas were dealers. All my ladies were bitches. Some of my friends turned to killers. I'm a effortless gangster. I don't practice my team. I don't lie to these streets. I put my soul on the track. I put a hoe on the track. I put some blow on the track. That's why I'm dope in a bitch. You niggas figure out that. Kanye king of his lane. I think Lupe is better. Like the Carter 3 hard, but I think Triller was better. Soulja Boy is not Nas. Yeah, what the fuck was you thinking? Like I get what you saying, but not quite what you thinking. Like Ice-T is a legend. The Godfather of rap. Put the T in the tech. Put his bitch on the track. Don't respect his opinion. Little nigga, you whack. Yeah, I'm broken, I'm fat. But what they say after that?
Wait for it.
Say sad.
man. So you already know what it is. That was that gangster off of everything.
Off of everything. Quarter the Great, Quarter Key, Sean Lennon. Man, just Google gangster, Quarter Key, space gangster, and that should pop up, man. Directed by yours truly.
Google me, nigga.
Damn, people's player. Chats.
I just asked you to Google me, man. That's all I asked you to do. Google your boy.
Hey, so before fam get into what he's getting into, because I see him setting up, you know, he's loading up and doing this, that, and the third, because our PD has a day off, program director. Big shout out, Pardon Body, Freddie Freeman.
Big shout out to the boy, Freddie Freeman.
Who last week at this time was at the goddamn Bulls game.
Right.
The legend that he is. You did. Hey, big shout out to my North Chicago Warhawks, who last night took care of business at Hoffman Estates. And they're on their way right now as I speak. Like, well, I'm talking to you right now. They chartered on a bus going to Peoria, going downstate to rep North Chicago, Illinois, Lake County in the state tournament to bring home the goddamn trophy and the net. Big shout out to Kurt Hall, Aaron Simpson, Marjon Bryant, who had 26-13 last night, got buckets. Jay Amos Mays, Keevy, Jaquan. I can't leave out Aaron Simpson because I'll be tripping, you know. Jordan Duncan. By myself. You feel what I'm saying? Hey, real talk, man. Them boys are getting buckets, man. Hey, I love these little guys, man. They really doing their thing. And big shout-out to Lil Man the Barber at Dave's because he worked for free all morning because he cut back-to-back, you know, all the niggas out of his name with no, you know, don't give me no money. I don't want that. He left that shit all morning, bro, a cup for free. You know what I mean? All day long. These niggas right now is ready to go downstate, do their thing. At Peoria Emanuel, you know what I mean? What they number. Big shout out to the Warhawks, man. Big shout out to Gerald Coleman because he coached the best game of his life last night.
Big shout out to Big G, man.
Man, coached the best game of his life last night, man. And don't get it fucked up. I ain't no Fairweather fan. I've been repping that shit since motherfucking October, November. The Turkey Tournament in Waukegan. I will be in Peoria this weekend repping my squad. I got my North Chicago Warhawks. Got it on right now.
Hey, man, I heard you ran into the boy, one of the greatest point guards ever in the game.
Hey,
I got the tape.
Don't get it fucked up, nigga. I ran into Zeke.
I got the tape.
Last night. Hey, tie me up, Chuck.
I got the tape.
Hey, I ran into Zeke last night. You know what I mean? And on some real shit, he was really into Marjon last night. Not because he liked him. No homo, no, you know, pause. But he was into the boy last night because Marjon was balling. It was a great game. Hey, just one friend just couldn't be there. Real talk. I got a picture right now. If it's not right now, sooner than later on LegalDopeRadio.com, me and the greatest point guard ever, Isaiah Thomas, Zeke for the formal fans, you feel me? Big shout out to the homie Zeke, man, because he was real humble. Took a flick with your boy. Took big flicks with Aaron last night. Took big flicks with Marjon last night. You know what I mean? Took big flicks with the whole squad. He was getting a scouting report on, man. Big shout out to Zeke, man. It was great, man. He should have been there, man. And now we're on to Peoria to bring home the trophy and bring home the Nets to Lake County, Illinois, North Chicago, where it's greater at. Big shout out to the Warhawks, man. Had to do that, brother.
Man, you know, I ain't got no problem with that.
Hey, the flip side to that is, I just talked to Jay Amos. Big shout out to my homeboy, Jay Amos. I'm going to try to get them on the phone before the show's over. They're on their way right now to Peoria, you know what I mean? So, they're on the bus right now. I just got the phone with Jay Amos on my way here. So I was late. I just got the phone with Jay Amos, and we're going to see how that works out. But I'm going to let y'all know, because if it happens, it'd be huge. Big shout out to the Warhawks, real talk.
Man, you gotta rep the town, man. And they rep it well. The boy Aaron is amazing. I hear people talk about him that don't really know the kids. You know what I'm saying? I be in other places. You understand what I'm saying? So I be talking to other people. You know, when I hear other people talk about, they was actually talking about the kids.
his name Marshawn.
Marjan. M-A-R-Z-H-O-N. Marjan Bryant.
Yeah, Marjan. He was actually talking about that kid. You know what I'm saying? So,
man, I left him out, too. Big shout out to Marjan. Hey, on some real shit, Isaiah, current coach at FIU, Florida International University, was impressed, nigga. Marjan got buckets last night.
That's crazy.
Buckets, bro. You know what I'm saying? Buckets, 26 and 13.
Since that long?
Paper lied. Paper had 11 or 12 or some shit.
I see the stat line. You know, I've been all online and shit.
Fuck it, man. Talk to my man Marjan, man. We're talking.
Yeah, man, that's some beautiful shit. Shout out to them boys, man, making things happen out here in the county. You already know what it is. You know what? I'm going to get to another record. That's what I'm going to do. Actually, you know what? Lad wanted me to play, so I'm going to talk to Lad earlier today. Shout out to Lad.
Man, Lad sent me them keys, man. Stop playing, man. Man, that sounded too vulgar, man. Send me them car keys to the Escalade, man. Real tough, man.
Okay. All right, let's see. I think I got it. Hey, man, Lad wanted me to play this, man. It's that My Way, produced by Paul Pellet, featuring Quarter Kenzie Lad. You already know what it is, you dick.
Hot track.
Yeah. You know what it is. All you back to legal dope dealers. Quarter to great.
Make breath like this.
Legal dope.
Fresh out of people's players. Hey, man, look. Like I say, man, in about it's 4 minutes to the hour. I'm going to get my boy Rec on, man, in about 10, 15 minutes, man. I told him I'd get him on between 10:05 and 10:10. So I'm going to slide in right around then and call my main man. You know what I'm saying? Get him on the list line. You already know what it is. record I just played was me and Lad, man. She went her way. It's probably going to be on both of our records.
Produced by Propeller.
Propeller be down here soon, man. My birthday Friday, man. Propeller coming down. You know, going to hang out, man. Yeah.
That's a treat for me.
Yeah,
I had no clue.
Yeah, man, you know, it's a casino, man, fucking around, man. We want some money. So you already know this.
Man,
I feel,
can I ride
man,
out?
And I don't like all y'all records. Now, if you want to diss me and get on with me, go on and do it. But in between me and them other dudes is this. You're going to diss me, and I'm going to come see you, Jack. You're going to diss them other dudes, and they're going to play hip rapper with you. So if you want it, man, come on with it. If you want it with me, come on with it. And we're going to see in the end, because you're going to smell my cologne.
Yeah, look, I don't give a fuck what you niggas got. I got this, man. I got that, man. I'm so rich, man. 50 rich off water, JR Fabric. The rest of these cats are talking about it, they ain't got it. Niggas need to stop dancing, get back to the rapping. Lil Wayne trying hard, Joe, but ain't shit happening. Simon is keeping it coming, but it don't make sense to it. When the people buying records, say the people that get you. Before I go any further, man, y'all must pay attention. I ain't dissing nobody, so y'all really must listen. Kanye hella cocky, can't tell him nothing. But the nigga moving, better ask him something. Better ask him something. Better call up Fifth and ask him to write you a hook, and maybe you'll do 6, 7, 8. I don't know how many games did, and don't tell a nigga I dissed him. Say I told it like it is, yeah. I'm gonna tell it like it is, cause I don't give a fuck. I mean, no disrespect, but I must. Really tell the truth, the industry it sucks. I may not get a deal, but tell him kiss my ass. I'm gonna tell it like it is, cause I don't give a fuck. I mean no disrespect, but I must really tell the truth, the industry it sucks. I may not get a deal, but
tell him I said
tell
that.
Tell him how it is, King. Tell him how this is bullshit. The top five is a lie. Wayne over tip. Come on, man, y'all killing me. The mixtape master over the sound scan killer. Who more relevant, nigga? Saying 50 in the bottom five, ain't that a bitch?
Ha,
they don't give a shit. Slow down, son, you killing them. How about I go faster? Twist and Jamie was joking, they came up with a classic. Mims was hot for a second, ringtone with platinum. The music ain't saving no, the nigga went double plastic. South this, south that, I love the south and it's true. But niggas download the music, you can walk it out too. The pimp and the bun, the ball and the G, the Dre and the boy. The only living legends I would ever employ.
Man, quarter the key, you crazy.
Nah, homie, the music is it. Don't say I was dissing rappers, say I told it like it is. Yeah,
I'm gonna tell it like it is, cause I don't give a fuck. I mean, no disrespect, but I must really tell the truth. The industry it sucks. I may not get a deal, but
tell him kiss my ass.
I'm gonna tell it like it is, cause I don't give a fuck. I mean, no disrespect, but I must really tell the truth. The industry it sucks. I may not get a deal, but
tell him I said that. It's the third verse. Hell yeah, fuck rap. The game is so dirty, I don't want that shit up on my back. Since Eminem did it, ain't nobody brought a diamond plaque back to the hood. It's like I've been Sierra Leone. Hard as fuck to get a deal if you come up with a song about dancing the highs, not a fucking flaw in your stone. I don't dance, so the chances of your boy getting on,
slim to none.
I'm better off just grabbing my gun, load it up and get these niggas in the industry one. And if you think I'm dissing, I suggest you get me, son. It's nothing, we can shoot it out and talk it out. What I would do if I were you is blow some drone, walk it out. Quarter key, you tripping, man, you never put an album out. You really think I give a fuck? Do you hear what they talking about? I'm talking about bad bitches and dope, fuck that fake shit. And don't tell them I'm dissing labels, say I told it like it is. Yeah,
I'm gonna tell it like it is, cause I don't give a fuck. I mean, no disrespect, but I must really tell the truth. The industry it sucks. I may not get a deal, but
tell him kiss my ass.
I'm gonna tell it like it is, cause I don't give a fuck. I mean, no disrespect, but I must really tell the truth. The industry it sucks. I may not get a deal, but
tell him I said that.
that kissed my ass off of everything.
By
Quarter to Great. It's actually going to be on the Legal Dope 2 mixtape coming out real soon.
Hey, don't tell niggas I'm dissing.
Yeah, I mean, that was just weird.
I'm saying, though.
That was real. I just say I stated a bunch of facts. Like, that was all facts. You know what I'm saying? So even if I was dissing,
right.
Shame on y'all.
I'm going to point one out for y'all just because I do this. I'm pretty controversial. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I buy my time. Sometimes I'm on bullshit.
Sometimes you talk too much.
Church. Hey, Mims was hot for a second.
Yeah.
Ringtone went platinum. Man, music ain't save him, no. Because if y'all don't know, Mims, it was M, period, I, period, M, period, S, period. Mims was hot for a second. Ringtone went platinum. That Mims stood for music ain't save him, no.
Music is my savior.
Music
is
my savior.
What
it stood for.
I said, well, music ain't save him,
no. Music ain't save him, no.
Nigga went double plastic.
Stop playing, man. Shout out to Quarter to Great.
So you already know what it is. But like I say, it's, you know, it was just, everything was fact. I ain't got nothing against me. I think he got it. You know what I'm saying? I like his music. You know what I mean? But then it was all fact. And I was at a point, I had just watched the top 10 on
a couple years ago, the MTV joint.
The MTV
he
top
was,
10.
He was one of the hottest 10. Right.
Right.
Exactly. I remember that.
And
so you called me.
Yeah.
You called me. I remember.
And I was watching it, and it got under my skin, man. And I got upset, and I wrote that record. I heard Pimp going off, because that was right around the time where Pimp was saying Jeezy wasn't real, and, you know. Them fuck ballers. It's some fags out here. He was talking about fags and shit.
What'd he say?
And
hey.
Niggas is gay and shit.
Yeah, he was slapping, Joe.
What's going in?
Man. You nigga. When you drop the plane, what's your time say? Eastern Standard Time. You niggas are East Coast niggas, man.
You niggas are from the South.
Yeah.
From the South.
Man, rest in peace,
man.
Rest in peace to my man, Pimp, man.
Rest in peace to the Pimp, man. Hey, man, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to get the record on the line in a minute, man. Why don't you ask y'all to do this?
Are you tired of working out and never seeing any results? Well, then I'm talking to you. Have you spent lots of money on all kinds of workout gadgets? Well, then you need a change. You need results. You need them now. You need
Tanika and Dandy's Roadway to Hot Buns. Movements that are so intense they're guaranteed to give you fast results, ensuring all our clients' needs. Tanika and Dandy make sure they're speaking directly to you. We even teach you how to get it right, then take it light with our special spelling cooldown session.
As a bonus, check out Tanika and Jandy's yoga session. They teach all the right moves and even show you how to do the revolver.
So if you're smart, you'll put a speed on that dial and get your own copy today of Tanika and Jandy's Roadway to Hot Bun.
So hurry and call now for our special
Tanika
offer.
Tanika and Jandy Show.
Vogue.
No, you
vote.
No, you vote. Wait, are we going to go get our nails done after this?
Hey, man, I always enjoy listening to that, man. So you're back in the building. It's your boy. Wow, Fresh Air People. Y'all should see this shit. You're back in the building. It's your boy, Quarter to Great, man. Fresh Air People's player is definitely in the building. Fleetwood Dope Radio on is on right now. I'm saying it's 5 minutes after the hour. I'm going to get the boy direct on the line in a minute. I definitely got a call holding, so I'm going to pull the call off. And like I said, I'm going to get the boy direct on in a minute. One moment. 361, you on the line with the Legal Dope Boys. What out with it? What's your name? Where you calling from?
Man, it's my boy West working.
Huh?
Is my boy Big West working?
Is he working?
Fucking righty, man. Who is? Don't just crash there. Who is?
Oh, okay. This is boy Jay Dizzle from Waukegan.
Man, what up, though?
Man, Dave's Barbershop. What's up, baby?
Nah, shit. What is going, famo?
Man, rolling down the street, sipping on gin, sipping on some gin and juice.
Goddamn right. They still drink that.
What's that?
They still drink that shit.
I can't hear you, pal.
I said they still drink gin and juice, man. I bought that shit when I was Snoop Dogg in 92,
man. Man, that gin and juice is off the chain, though, boy. You know how we do.
Where am I, dude?
Man, what's the deal, man? Is it still going down next week?
Man, you know it, fam.
Well, you know I'm coming.
You know it, man.
I had a chance to get on the radio, man. I said, you know what, man? Let me get on this thing, man. I just got off work, man. So I said, let me support my boy.
My man, Joe. Hey, if y'all don't know, man, we're talking about is the whole mud wrestling, chocolate wrestling, and Gadget Lake, man. Big shout out to my man, Block Life, you know what I mean, supporting the whole you dig, you know what I'm saying, going down in Gadget Lake at Jesse Oaks, repping real hard, you know what I'm saying. What up, Jay Dizzle?
Man, I'm just letting you know I got bags of mud, grease, cookies, whatever you need. I got you if you need me down there. If you need me to come out of retirement, I'll jump in that ring, boy.
My man. Big shout out to Jay Dizzle, man. Hey, I'm going to tell you what, too, man. If you ain't got some tickets by now, next week what we're going to do is finally holler at my man, throwing the party. You know, we're going to give away a couple of tickets or whatever next Wednesday. The party is the 24th. It's going down real hard and heavy, man. Big shout out to my man, Jay Dizzle, Joe. Real talk.
That's what I'm talking about. Yo, I'm going to get up with you in the morning, man. You know I'll be at the shop in the morning.
Hey, you already know it.
Friday morning.
You know what? Hey, you know what? I got to correct you, brother, because you're going downstate. Because, you know, North Chicago Warhawks repping their thing. They're going downstate to Peoria on the game on Friday. So we're leaving on Thursday. So I'm not going to see you Friday.
Okay, but I'm still going to contact you before next week, though, fam. You know that.
My man, Joe. Big shout out to JD, Joe.
That's what it is, man. Shout out to the boy JD, man. He's coming down for the Block Life, for the mud wrestling, oil wrestling, jump off in Gage Lake. Oil wrestling, jump off in Gage Lake, man. Shout out to the boy Block Life. Second serial mixtape out right now. You already know what it is. It's Legal Dope Radio. Boy Quarter Key Fresh Air, people's players in the field.
I'll drop that shit for these.
Yeah! Block life in this
block life in this motherfucker.
Get your bitch.
Get your motherfucking bitch, nigga.
Get your bitch.
Get your bitch.
Get your bitch, better watch your chick, better check her pulse, better grab her wrist, better have that talk, better walk that walk, make a break break, cause a bitch ain't shit. Get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch, get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch, get your bitch, better check your hoe, better check your bitch like I check my coat. See the green light, so I know she gon' go. When I walk by, the bitch straight froze. Get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch, get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch, get your bitch. I don't even want the problems, I bag your bitch like stop them all. I had your bitch and I had them all. Walk past your bitch and them plans fall. She call me late, I ain't up the call. She holler late, I jump the car. Get your bitch, get your hoe, get your trick. She on the ball, you came with her, but she leave with me. I use a bitch to just roll the weed. Get your bitch, I told you, dog. I got some hits and she serve them all. I'm with the click and she serve us all. You call the phone and her service off. I hit the tree and start closing off. Pull down the street and straight drop off. Get your bitch, better watch your chick, better check her pulse, better grab her wrist, better have that talk, better walk that walk, make a break break, cause the bitch ain't shit. Get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch, get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch, get your bitch. Better check your hoe, better check your bitch like I check my coat. See the green light, so I know she gon' go. When I walk by, the bitch straight froze. Get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch, get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch.
Take your bitch, she made the list. Boy, we passed her like a fist. Round and round, she went so big. Why you hating on the dick? Cause I'm getting money, Mitch. Cause your bitch is on my dick. I have a groupie for my click. Hating for low check the clip. Get your bitch, she counterfeit. So your hoe, so I shop lit. Stop the wrong, no taxi shit. Down the street, she laughing shit. Talking about you as a tip. So I tag her ribs and hit. No more phone calls for this shit. Say bye-bye to your taxes.
Get your bitch, better watch. Watch your chick, better check her pulse, better grab her wrist, better have that talk, better walk that walk, make a break break, cause the bitch ain't shit. Get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch, get your bitch.
Hello?
Yeah, man, there's a boy direct available right now, man. It's the Legal Dope Boys, man. We need to holler at him.
What up?
Hey, man, direct what it is, man. It's your boy Carter the Great. It's a man they make rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Rap Better People's Player.
Hey, I'm not gonna go traditional right now, man. This is my main man right here, man.
Hey,
this is a direct. What up, Joe?
What up, Joe?
What up, my people?
Man, you already know what it is, man. We got you in the building. You know what I'm saying? You got some shit out here that's blazing. You know what I'm saying? So we have to get you. We have to have you back to the Legal Dope House, man. How you doing? How you feel?
I'm alright, man. I'm live right now.
Live right now. Goddamn right.
Josh,
what up?
What's up, man? You know what I'm saying? Just out here doing it, you know, getting the music together, you know, putting it together for everybody so they have something to hear from me, you know.
Hey, man, like I told you, bro, on some real shit, bro, like that joint you got right now on some real shit, that slow down shit,
yeah.
Ladies and shit away right now, bro. You know what I mean? Like on the Chicago level. On a nationwide level, like just on a pure talent level, bro. That slow down shit.
The boy got bars on top of everything else, though.
And that shit is retarded right now, bro. Real tough, man. I'm feeling that shit. Like, hey, on some random ass shit, you know, I get up in the morning, like, I don't got no Facebook just to open up my shit to the whole world. You know what I mean? I don't got no Facebook. When I woke up that one morning and I checked the book, I mean, I checked World Star, and I saw that video, I text you. You know, not to put you on Front Street, to no response, but I know it wasn't no Hollywood shit, because you my man. But to no response, though, nigga, that whole shit, bro, is super hot, bro. That's my favorite joint on the fucking CD, on some real shit, bro. That slow down shit is crazy right now, man. Talk about that.
Man, look, man, I gotta defend myself. You text me, right? I had got another number. That's why I didn't get your text. Cause you know I would have responded.
And I can vouch for him on that because I actually texted him the other day and somebody called back and I told him what I was actually looking for and they just so happened to be a fan. He was tricked out. You know what I'm saying? So you know, shout out to Direct, man. Hey, so look, I actually got another record too, man, and I listened to it, man, and I really really like the Ride Out record.
Yeah,
love that shit.
Thanks, man. That was me just, you know, venting, letting people know that just because I'm, you know, in Hollywood doing stuff, that don't mean I'm a Hollywood-ass nigga. Sometimes you got to get up and go do what you got to do, you know what I'm saying?
Check game,
bring
right.
home one for the team.
Right, definitely. And check game. I'm glad you said that because it's crazy because I was gonna bring that up because the average person, nigga, female, whatever, you know, wouldn't know that you was in Hollywood unless you told them that. You know what I mean? But me being an insider and I know better, you know what I mean? I know you was in Hollywood, but I was gonna say that, like, the whole shit is crazy because you're in Hollywood and that has nothing to do, bro, because you stayed in Chicago. You stayed true to Chicago for your whole shit. whatever you was doing, whether it was the whole speed, you know, say that, listen to me, bro. You stayed in Chicago for your whole shit, bro.
Period.
You know what I'm saying?
Man. It's crazy because the situation out there in Hollywood is like, I was in Hollywood, but I mean, everywhere, like where we at, where the studio is, like around the corner, up the block, up the street is all studios. And all the studios is ran by Chicago niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up?
Yeah, so like you got No ID in one studio, then you got Traxton in another studio. You got Roe, Jess Roe, he from Chicago. He right, in another right. studio, you know what I'm saying? So the whole block, everybody coming through there is all Chicago people. I mean, you know, you have some Hollywood people, Nas and 50 Cent and all of them, they be around there too, but majority Chicago running that whole block right there.
And
that's
you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you definitely was over there pumping out good music because, well, my man shouts is Freddie Free. But Freddie Free told me, man, oh, yeah, boy, you know, and I say that meaning in every sense of the word, nigga, because you is my man. Don't get it fucked up, people, you know what I mean? But when Freddie Free told me, man, Joe, your man is in Hollywood recording music, you know what I'm saying? I kind of turned my nose up. I can't front, you know what I'm saying? But You know what I mean? But I should have known better because he was going to do you anyway. You know what I'm saying? So when my man told me he was in Hollywood recording music, I should have known better in that to say, man, Joe, my man still going to take through to Chicago and still work his number.
Well, I mean, it's one of them things where fam is already branding himself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I expect from him. You understand? Anything else will be uncivilized. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? Hey, so Rex, I mean, like, what was it like? Was it easy to actually work under that type of, in that kind of environment? Was it, because for some people, that kind of environment can be motivating, but at the same time, it could take away from their actual focus. So, like, what did it do for you? Did it motivate you to do the crazy EP that you put out? Or, like, what did it do for you from one artist to another, on the artist side, like on the creative side?
Man, it was crazy motivation. Like, the thing about Traxter is he a workaholic. So he's like 24 hours a day, he just all work. Like, when people getting tired, he like, what y'all tired? What y'all tired for? You can get some sleep when you die, you know what I'm saying? We got to get this done right now. So, you know, he just had me in the studio working all day long. All of the pressure and the problems that you'll have, you know, at home and, you know, just the bullshit, all that is cut out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I ain't have to worry about no problems, none of that. You know, we down there straight. He's straight, so everything is everything. You know what I'm saying? You got time, just sit there and work. That's all you got to do. You ain't got to worry about nothing else. You want some food, don't worry about it. Somebody will get you some food. You just sit there and work. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So I guess to answer my own question, it helped. It helped you to be on the creative side. It helped you out.
Oh, yeah. It's hella focused. You know what I'm saying? It's just easy to hella focus when you're under them conditions. You know what
right.
I'm saying? I ain't got to worry about somebody coming knocking at my door and asking me, could I do this and could I do that? It's just me. You know what I'm saying?
It's on you. That's what it is, man. But, yeah, it's like I say, it's good to have you on the show. And, you know, hey, look, man, me, him, and, you know, one of the homies, me and one of the homegirls was chatting the other day, me and the director, one of the homegirls, and this fool said, you know, Corey Key's not really a direct fan. This is what he said, people, out of his own mouth.
Cause, man, you more like my friend. You ain't really like a fan, man. You just, you know. That homie, he down with you to death, but when it comes to listening to, okay, nigga, I've been hearing you all these years, I'm going to keep listening to you. You know what I'm saying?
No, hey, hold on, Court, I got this. Hey, man, listen, bro, if you from the Chicago area, I'm talking about from GI to Northside, you know what I mean? What do you mean, nigga, I got a lick for you, Trick? You remember that Vic? Hey, you want to shout out this nigga, man?
You know, I got to shout out North Chicago and Waukegan, too, because that is where I came, you know, where I met y'all and all that. And, when I first started back, you know what I'm saying, who embraced me and where I was staying at when my first shit came out, you know what I'm saying?
Bruh, on some real shit, nigga, like, you can't even sit here and tell me, bruh, that niggas wasn't calling you no Hill State legend, bruh. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for you to sit here and say that you're not on the same plateau as the Case Moves and the, you know, Drama War, everybody included, nigga, whether it be Buck, Sad, Nuisance, Rest in Peace, Lord School, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, whoever it might have been, nigga, what you mean, nigga, we wasn't no fans, bro. Never saw that.
Man, okay, let me clarify that. Of course I know y'all, you know, y'all rocking with me, but at the same time, it was like, y'all was there when I had new shit nobody heard. And I said, hey, check this out. You know, say, hey, listen to this. I know y'all got tired of me bringing y'all new shit. Talking about, so, hey, check this out.
Not me. Nigga, I was there when you was making some of the shit, nigga. Hey, now let me
right.
tell you. It was two records, right? Two of my favorite records out of Chicago of all time. And it's Freddie Free's fault that I don't have them right now. Okay, so we going to blame him. I got them to listen to for my own listening pleasure. You know what I'm saying? But Freddie Free sent through the wrong kind of file, so we blame Freddie Free. But Shot in the Dark and On a Mission?
I got both of those.
Both produced by me, by the way.
You should have called me. I got both of those. Because my man, Direct, gave me both of those, nigga, on tape.
On tape, right.
Nigga, okay. Right now, nigga. Hey, what you mean?
Hey, so look. I was a fan ever since then. I used to sit
I just didn't watch this nigga make these beats, man. So I was a fan of this thing. I'm a fan now. You know what I'm saying? I'm a huge fan. But, you know, I'm just, you know, like I'm one of the, you know, I'm up there too. You know, I just don't get my just due. But I'm up there, though. I'm up there with you, nigga. That's how I feel. You know, I just don't get my just due. Okay, you know, that's another conversation. When you have a radio show, you can interview me and I'll tell you
Okay.
About my position in this.
Hello,
well. Hey, but look, I want to play Slow Down again just because that's my shit. We're going to come back to you. We're going to keep you here for a second, man. We gonna, I'm going to put you on. I'm going to play Slow Down again. So I played it already, but I'm playing that shit again. And then we're going to come back and we're going to chat with you a little bit more, fam. And then I want you to get people. I want you to go to that ride out. But I'm going to get to that Slow Down. And, you know, like I said, just because I feel like it. I do shit like that. You know,
okay. First of all, you know why I made this song, right?
Come on, preach.
This is one of those songs. I mean, the hooks itself tell you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a lot of hardcore lyrics in there, but really, it's on some rap shit. You know what I'm saying?
What you mean, slow down?
Right.
Fuck you mean slow down. Like, I ain't got time to slow down. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep doing this shit as long. I don't care what nobody say. Motherfuckers can say, oh, you've been trying forever to do this or whatever. But as you can see, it's paying off. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck you mean slow down?
Exactly. So if a motherfucker tell you slow down, that's what you tell them. Fuck you mean slow down?
Man, hey. On some real shit direct, though. Stick and stay, bud. It's Legal Dope Radio. It's Corey the Great.
Mr. May make rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Fresh out of people's player.
It's not even going right now. Man. Slow down, man. Direct right now. Fuck that going right now.
Spin them around. No hesitation. The hell is around them clowns, better pipe it down, I might get drowned. Fuck around, get down, 6 feet up in the motherfucking ground.
Slow down.
Any second about to go off, and then I'm a straight tap. Swing on like a pendulum, hit him when I attack. Cop back, take aim, and hit him up with the mask.
Slow down.
Fuck you mean slow down? Bitch is about to go down right now. Come round, go fuck around, get your ass down, 6 feet up in the motherfucking ground.
Slow down.
Any second about to go off, and then I'm a straight tap. Swing on like a pendulum, hit him when I attack. Cop back, take aim, and hit him up with the mask.
Slow down.
Fuck you mean slow down? Bitch is about to go down right now. Come round, go fuck around, get your ass down, 6 feet up in the motherfucking ground.
Multi-platinum producer.
Hey, man.
Yeah, big shout out to Traxxas.
Hey,
I'm gonna see if I can't get my gallery to give that nigga right there the Grammy nominated, multi platinum, nigga legendary trackster, a motherfucking round of applause, by the real talk.
Damn, them niggas deep.
On a different note, bro, some real shit. I know Marshall High School is, you know, near West Side. I know y'all fucked them the long way, right?
Yeah.
Right, okay. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to say this to you, brother. I'm going to let the whole world know, you know what I mean, that North Chicago High School just sent them
packing. Oh, shit.
Yeah,
you know that's right on the street from me. You know that's right there, okay, it's right the street from me, man.
Right. Hey, we just sent them packing, man. Big shout out to the Doyle boy. You know, the boy is nice, real talk. The boy nice, man. But, hey, big shout out to my mans in there, man. Aaron, Kurt, Marjai, Jay Amos, like my whole squad, Kiwi. And we sent them packing, brother, last night at Hoffman Estates, brother. They going home. They won't be in Peoria if you check. If you check it for them, they won't be in Peoria, brother. We will.
Hey, you know what? You forgot I used to live right there across the street from North Chicago, too. So, you know, they're my people. Shout out to North Chicago for sending
them. I didn't know that, man.
What? Hey, man. Hey, Ray, you came to the hood and you stayed right in the thick of that shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you was in the motherfucking building. I remember when I first met fucking Ty fucking around with you.
Yeah. I didn't, you know, I brought everybody out there from Dubai to Twister, anybody. They all came out there.
Hey, I remember I told this nigga one day, I told him when I heard Shot in the Dark, I said, to hear them niggas rap, and we're going to get to ride out in a minute, but to hear them niggas rap, it was like a comic book with your favorite superheroes in it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, Spider-Man in this bitch. Oh, shit,
yeah.
The Hulk in this bitch. You understand that? Like, that's what that shit gave me, man. Like, Shot in the Dark is one of my all-time favorite songs that you motherfuckers collectively
man,
put together.
Shout out to Buckside, Nuisance, Psychodrama, you know what I'm saying? The whole drama war, Snipers, you know what I'm saying? All my people.
Hey, I'm going to go ahead and say this, though. And I know I shouldn't because, you know, it's no one man bigger than the team, bigger than the squad, you know what I'm saying? But on some real shit, I don't know if that's, you know, because hindsight is 2020, first of all, I'm going to say that. You know what I mean? Like, when a nigga look behind them, they see their hindsight, you know, everything looks real, a whole lot clearer, you know what I mean? But on some real shit, bro, you was underrated and or overlooked as far as MC goes.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
Like, that's your opportunity to be cocky on the real, my nigga, because, like, nigga, you brought the heat, bro. Like, you know, and I said this earlier, but I'm going to say it again. I got a lick for you, Trick. You remember that bitch back at Oak Park, that mom. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, on some real shit, bro. You was underrated and overlooked as an MC. Yeah, okay, he's a producer. Yeah, okay, this, that, the third. He's in the group, whatever, blah, 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 my nigga. On some real shit. Not just because you're my man, bro, because we go back way further than, you know, rocking chairs and spinal cords, bro. Because me and you, we vibe like that. You feel me?
Right.
But on some real shit, bro, you was underlooked and over, you know, I mean, you know, underlooked and underrated as a motherfucking MC, bro. Like, you a monster with the shit, and it's showing right now, bro. Like, I don't know if you worked on your game or goddamn, it's been there forever. You've been holding back because this, that, and third reason or whatever, my nigga. But
you know what? I don't think I never was holding back. I just think I was affiliated with so many raw people that it was hard to see, you know what I'm saying, one person is that because, I mean, I'm right there with Young Buck, you know what I'm saying, Buck from Psychodrama. That's like one of the coldest people to me. That's my homie, but that's like one of the coldest people. So if I'm right there with him, you know what I'm saying, and then, man, it's just like, it's crazy. It's like you say, it's easy to be overlooked, you know what I'm saying?
That's all the way true, though, man. I watched shit happen. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here, of course. You know what I mean? But like I say, you always was and you always going to be one of my favorites. So I think you're nice. And that's coming from somebody that's ultra nice that gets overlooked. But we going, like I say, if you ever get your own radio show, interview me and I'll tell you how I feel about that. hey, but this is what I want to do, man. I want to go ahead and talk to the Ride Out record, man. It's, you know, it's the exact opposite of Slow Down.
but it's not. As far as the feel of the song, he said he was on some other shit. But I want you to go ahead and throw to that, man, and you know.
I got to shout out the team. You know what I'm saying? Also, you know what I'm saying. Shout out to legendary Trackster, Savo the Dutch, E-Dub the Gangster, and Tia London and Mickey Halstead. That's the Trackster team right now. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to them. Y'all check out their stuff. I'm going to be sending y'all some stuff if y'all ain't got their stuff too. You know what I'm saying?
I like Tia London. See, I listen to some of her stuff.
Hey, only because I poked my chest out, Rick, I'm going to go ahead and say this, bro. Big shout out to E-Dub, the Gangster, nigga. You know what I mean? Because my man Freddie Freak been put me up on the homie. You know what I'm saying? He's nice with the shit.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Big shout out to Tia London. You know what I mean? And, nigga, Mickey Flo, because I go back that far. You feel what I'm saying? Like, on some real shit, nigga, Mickey Flo, because he's nice with the shit. You know what I mean? And I hate to start the controversy up, nigga, but today I'm going to do the shit, nigga. Hey, he kind of fathered the boy Lil Wayne's whole flow.
Yeah, he did.
Nigga, I know better. You know what I'm saying?
Anybody that know anything about Mickey know what went on with him and Cash Money and him, you know, mentoring Lil Wayne and teaching him how to really rap and all that stuff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's another person right there that's really underrated and got overlooked. You know what I'm saying? But
Track
big right now. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, well, look, like I say, fam, we gonna jump to this ride out, man. And like I say, big shout out to E-Dub the Gangster. We actually got him on next week.
Okay.
What's up?
But big shout out to Quarter Key for putting it out there.
Yeah, we gonna have E-Dub on next week. I actually play one of his records, one with you on it. As Freddie Free iPod pick of the week. So.
Okay.
So, yeah,
what's
man, go
put
that record for me, man.
Okay, this record right here is, Ride Out.
Josh.
Okay, this is a song, this was like one of the first songs I wrote when I got there, you know what I'm saying? Just thinking about, you know, when I had to leave and how my homies felt because, you know, I'm a team member when I'm with Tracks, but when I'm at home, I'm kind of like a boss. So it's like, I do a lot of stuff for people here, and so I just really did this song to let them know, man, I ain't leaving y'all. I'm just trying to do me right now, and I'll be back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So just ride out.
You already know what it is, man. Get addicted.
Time out, gotta find out what my future holds for me. Wonder what I'm really supposed to be. So much negativity in the vicinity that I don't really want nobody close to me. Who can I trust? The whole city full of hate. Let's sit up in your face, man, I acting like a yank. Let's set a nigga up and say to let a nigga wet a nigga up for because it's that a nigga getting paid. I'm tired of surrounding myself with the snakes. All of these years and the damn thing changed. So I gotta dip and go get on a different page. Shipping in the gear and digging in a different lane. So I gotta do it myself with my dream. Hey, you know I never forget about my team. What you should be is happy you ain't see me on the scene. Cause all I'm trying to do is trying to bring us home a ring. I'm trying to experience a bigger, better thing. It's time to sound like I'm living like a king, but I can't even call it cause I'm not a referee, so I'm not about to try to sit around and wait and see. I gotta ride out, pack my bags, gotta go somewhere and hide out, gotta take the time out, gotta find out what my future holds for me, wonder what I'm really supposed to be, so much negativity in the vicinity that I don't really want nobody close to me. I gotta ride out, pack my bags, gotta go somewhere and hide out, gotta take the time out, gotta find out what my future holds for me, wonder what I'm really supposed to be, so much negativity in the vicinity that I don't really want nobody close to me. This I guarantee, I'm genuine, that same OG. They can't faze, man, baby. Ain't no changing me, life so crazy. Lately, I've been trying to see where life takes me. But mainly, I'm just trying to eat. So you know I gotta be what I'm supposed to be. Cause I gotta get what I'm supposed to get. Wanna try to knock me off of my shit, but I can't stop now, I'm too close to quit. And I just hope that they don't forget everything I did for the gas in the past. Time to put the pedal to the metal, straight smash on the gas till I'm gone and I can't look back. Why would I look back when everything I want is in front of me? And I can't help it, I just gotta be what I'm gonna be. If I was wanna be what everybody else wanted me to be, then how come I ain't and I'm the only one running me? No time for the fun and the games, no sp-
squares in my circle while I run with lanes. And I can't sit around doing the same old thing, and the thing won't change by me step that bank.
I gotta ride out, pack my bags, gotta go somewhere and hide out. Gotta take the time out, gotta find out what my future holds for me. While I wonder what I'm really supposed to be. So much negativity in the vicinity that I don't really want nobody close to me. I gotta ride out, pack my bags, gotta go somewhere and hide out. Gotta take the time out, gotta find out what my future holds for me. While I wonder what I'm really supposed to be. So much negativity in the vicinity that I don't really want nobody close to me. They don't wanna see me ball. They just wanna see me fall. But they won't see me stall at all. No. And this bitch feeling like I'm 10 feet tall. Cause I already made my mind up. Nope, nobody gonna be stopping me. You can find me up in Hollywood, smoking a pound of them palm trees. Don't you see how I'm just living my life? Can't you see how I'm just living my dreams? I can see everything more clearly now. No, no rising. I'm just gonna do my thing. So stay out my way. Shut up, don't talk to me. I ain't got nothing to say. And when you see me now, just don't look at me strange. No, I had to rearrange a couple things, but I won't change. I gotta ride out. Pack my bags, gotta go somewhere and hide out. Gotta take the time out, gotta find out what my future holds for me. While I wonder what I'm really supposed to be. So much negativity in the vicinity that I don't really want nobody close to me. I gotta ride out. Pack my bags, gotta go somewhere and hide out. Gotta take the time out, gotta find out what my future holds for me. While I wonder what I'm really supposed to be. So much negativity in the vicinity that I don't really want nobody close to me.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, I was kind of shocked when people was telling me that, because I'm used to Twista just killing people on tracks. So I'm like, he ain't finna kill me on this track. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna get mine. So we'll fucking know
hey,
who I am, you know?
And I'm gonna cut you off, bro. Some real shit. I'm gonna cut you off, right? Only because, you know, motherfuckers say, oh well, you know, Eminem killed Jay, and you know he's the greatest, and blah blah blah. Niggas forget, nigga, Twista killed Jay on Poppin' Tags, bro.
Oh, yes. I want to.
Paris
Hilton.
Yeah, a lot of times. Nigga, Twista murdered Jay on Poppin' Tags. It's probably when I come up in the store, someone wants to jump the drill, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, running
yeah.
Security, fixing them, picking up, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, he murdered Jay, nigga, on some real shit.
Yeah.
Murdered dude, and nigga, on some real shit, nigga, round of applause, nigga, because you murdered this legend, bro. Like, the Twister is a legend.
Yeah.
on some real ass shit, though, you murdered this nigga, man. You, like, you put in work, and that's. And, you know, and that's positive as ever, bro. Like, I don't mean that in no disrespectful way. That's positive as ever, bro. But you murdered the big homie on that track, bro. And that's dope. That's
you know,
Twista
is one of them artists that I just...
Hey, I care not to cut you off. I want you to continue. Not to cut you off, though. I'm sure Twista is big enough and whatever enough to say, you know, to appreciate that effort. You feel what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
I'm sure he is, bro. On some real shit, man. You went hard on that shit, bro. So, once again, I salute you, brother, for that shit. That shit was glad we're supposed to pick.
Man, I appreciate Twista giving me the opportunity to be on the song to begin with. We didn't even have no other Chicago artists on there, you know what I'm saying? Chris Brown and Raekwon and all these other dudes and me, you know what I'm saying? So,
I
just appreciate it.
I noticed that too. I thought that was dope. You know, like I say, besides the fact that I'm a fan, I'm your homeboy. You know what I'm talking about? So when I heard it, I'm smiling like ear to ear, like, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, you know how MG is. I was hella proud of you, man. I'm like, yeah, he did his motherfucking thing. But Fred called me Keith. Like, his head almost flew off his body.
Man, big up to Fred Free, man. My homie, man. That's what's up,
yep.
Man.
And he brought everything together, man.
Yep.
Ready free, man.
Hey, so check it out, Direct, man. You know what it is. You've been here before. You know what I mean? You know when goddamn the shit go down, whenever anybody, whoever it is, no matter how big or small, you know what I'm saying, small or large, whatever, whenever they come to Super Dope Radio, we definitely gonna tell you that you got this for 1/4 key records, put you on hold, you know, put you back on and 10 minutes on the joint, man. So if it's hot, whack, whatever, I want your opinion on the joint. Feel me?
Wait, whose it is?
Court of the Great. You know what it is, man. You've been there before.
It's hot.
You popped up.
I can tell you it's hot already.
Hey, no, man. That's not fair, man. We're talking, man. We're going to play the joint, man. It's called Why So Serious, Court of the Great. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to drop the joint right now before you put you on hold. Say what you think about it, my man.
Okay.
My man.
Want to know how I got these scars? My father was a drinker and a fiend. And one night, he goes off crazier than usual. Mommy gets the kitchen knife to defend herself. He doesn't like that. Not one bit. So, me watching, he takes the knife to her, laughing while he does it. He turns to me and he says, "Why so serious?" Comes at me with the knife. Why so serious? He sticks the blade in my mouth. Let's put a smile on that face. And why so serious?
Hey. Oh shit, this is crazy. I mean, you know. Fucking get what they ask for, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I do boss shit, you know what I'm saying? So I move like a boss dude.
Well, I'm laughing at you, nigga.
That's why I'm laughing at you, nigga.
Right. Court of the Great, nigga.
metaphorical, metaphysical, lyrical. Genius, I mean, I'm just killing them with a different flow. Furious, I'm serious, really, I wouldn't get too close. Cause literally, my lyrics equivalent to a severed throat. Ichapon Crane came, watch the chain drop. Fat nigga on the same shit that got Pac pop. Get the top drop, nah, really, get your ride pimp. But when I up that iron, I ain't on my Tiger Woods shit. Nah, but just know that a nigga teed off. Whistle bag a nigga thinker, then I speed off. I'm talking Porsche 911 fast with a Phantom flowing, bitch. I know I'm electric, I don't get gas. Your admiration just doesn't affect me. That shit is faking in that Facebook page of Wesley. Yeah, and it must be true. Why? Cause some of you niggas is bitches too. Ooh, I'm really laughing at you niggas, man. Ha 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 ha. I'm really laughing at you niggas, man. Man. I mean, I'm laughing at you niggas like, I'm laughing at you niggas, man. Yeah. Mr. Legal Dope Man. Click stand red like a coke can. Rick Rock beat, the band. Quarter cane, fast lane, like every single city that I've been in. They love him, I love him. Back no quarter, but I call it. For any motherfucker that's ballin', I'm BMG. Okay, so now since everybody seen Andre, they want a tall glass of what I made. Fuck y'all niggas, you can suck a dick bigger than my left leg. And watch your bitch, I heard she get a best head. Unless you got something to put up on all this time that I have invested. You and the rest can perish like the best did. I'm sick of you niggas asking what the fuck it is West does. And is it true you niggas really flip blood? And is it true you niggas really let blood? I'm really laughing at you niggas, man. I swear I'm laughing at you niggas, man. Yeah. I'm really laughing at you niggas, man. I'm hella laughing at you niggas, man.
I'm sick of you niggas asking what the fuck it is West does, and is it true you niggas really flip, but hey, touch. Hey, you back with the Legal Dope Boys, Court of the Great.
Man, rap like this.
Legal Dope.
For sure, people player. That was Rock So Serious off Edition 187 mixtape, man. We played that for the boy, Direct, man. Direct, you on the line?
Yo.
Critique me, man. Tell me where I'm fucking up at. Because, like I say, I ain't getting, well, get your radio show out. You can interview me. Go ahead.
Man, dope, man. Ain't fucking up nowhere, man. Shout out to the man, Heath Legend, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace. I hear him on the intro of that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, R.I.P. Heath Legend, man.
Man, as soon as I heard that, I was in it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, why so serious?
Why so serious?
That's my shit.
Man, it's like a real nigga to say that, man. Rest
that
in
lyrical
peace.
Shit right there. You know what I'm saying?
What it is, man.
Hey, so on some real shit, Direct, before I let you go, bruh, a motherfucker just texted my phone, bruh, and asked me, you know, and they were so sincere, bruh. They was like, since y'all so chummy and buddy, where the Quarter Key and the Direct feature at?
Man, where's that?
I mean, I don't know, bruh. Like, that's my text message. A nigga text me that, bruh, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to say no name, but it was a fan of yours, and you know this person. But the motherfucker was like, man, where the Quarter Key and the Direct feature at, man? They did a song together. That's exactly
what
I'm
saying. You know, I've been begging Quarter Key to send one of them over here so I can go ahead and kill it for them and send it back. But, you know, still waiting. That's all.
Hey, so look, I got a record, right? I sent it to Buck already. It's called Act a Fool Then. All right? Do you want in?
Yeah, I want in. What you mean? I want in on everything.
Me, you and Buck, though.
I ain't playing. You know what I'm saying? I'm hungry out here. I'm trying to get it.
That's what it is, man. I'm going to make that happen. I'm going to get you that track ASAP. My boy Kono made the track. It's crazy as fuck. I sent three tracks to Buck. He picked the one I expected him to pick, but I didn't expect him to pick his trip out. But, you know, do it a weirdo.
Yeah.
Man, when it comes down to this music shit, like, I remember when I first met him, he told me, like, sometime he asked the producer to give him a track with only the kick in the snare or the bass line in the hi hat. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always kept that with me. I always thought that was tripped out. You know, of course.
Yeah, that's a super lyricist right there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
If it was up to him, he'd say all his raps to no music. You know what I'm saying?
And people
still would be bumping
that shit. Had I not met y'all at the time I did, ain't no telling where I'd have went. But y'all made me colder. Because when I got around y'all niggas, I was like, I got to be better than everybody.
That's how I felt, too.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all included. Like, I got to be better than these niggas. Like, especially to my peers. My peers got to say I'm better than everybody. Y'all made me do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my peers got to say there's nobody better than me when it's all said and done.
I'm one of them peers, though. And he said that because I was like, these niggas right now is calling everybody.
Exactly.
You feel what I'm saying, though? Like, nigga, you had to be better than everybody because these niggas right now, brother, the Bucks and the New News and the goddamn Directs, nigga, like, these niggas is calling everybody. You feel what I'm saying? Like, nigga. And rest in peace, my favorite. I'm going to say this again, bro. I don't know if you heard this earlier, but like, right now, my favorite rapper, I know we ran out of time and shit. I said, my favorite rapper right now, bro, is MJG. He's not better than nobody. Like, yeah, such and such might be better, and this motherfucker might be better or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You and fam included. At the same time, MJG is my favorite, nigga. Lord School was my favorite out of you niggas, bro. That was some real shit, you feel me?
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Man,
y'all remember
Lord School came to the party in North Chicago.
What do you mean?
Every beat.
What do you mean, nigga? I fuck with school, nigga. I drove and took you and school, nigga, and goddamn it, mastermind. No, I'm part of my body, nigga. It was you and school, nigga. The motherfucking Foster Free, nigga, on Washington, nigga, around the corner from. Don't fuck with me, Direct, man. This ain't
okay.
That, bro. It's me
okay.
Right here. Nigga. What you mean?
I'm
nigga,
just trying to see if you remember. You know.
Come on, man. It's me right here, Rec, man.
Okay. What's up, man?
Hey, real quick, Rick, before the worldwide motherfucking broadcast end up, bro, tell a nigga how they can find Direct right now.
Man, directs@gmail.com. DawreCks. I'm on Twitter @directs. I put the S at the end of the name to show ownership over my domain. You feel me?
Say no more, man. You can stick around, brother. If we could pull you back, I want to talk more if you like, my nigga, but the nationwide show from the end, my nigga, you know what it is, man. It's poorly great, fresh air, people's player. You know we love you, my nigga. Say no more about the bullshit, bro. It's me and you and him, bro. You know what it is.
That's what's up. Y'all my peeps.
You know it, though.
Anything else y'all need, I got y'all. Hit me up.
Hey, we got you on, hey, this nationwide broadcast, bro. We got you saying that the feature between you and Quarter Key is up next. I'm coming real soon. Don't get weird, my nigga. You know, because I come against
man,
you, boy.
It's nothing. Let's do it.
Hey, man, here you go, man. Hey, this for you, right? Because, like, out of all of them niggas, out of all of the city niggas, the only nigga that I can listen to and say, maybe I can, you know, snatch some of that and some of this.
Yeah, I'm gonna push the button on the bracket. Hell, Greg, I'm gonna push the button, right?
Get addicted, man.
Nigga, we're gonna
let you, nigga. These niggas out here talking about we ain't motherfucking eating, nigga. We getting it, nigga. Ain't no end of the day, nigga. Ain't no motherfucking quota, nigga. We bust the rest of our shit down, re-up, nigga. Man, serving some of that dope, man.
From the jungle where the lions and gorillas roam the same block.
No go, nigga.
Crack in they grill. 26 is on a Chevy box. Nigga, bro, I been hot. This nigga just struck a match. And the truth to that remark is I'm the one who gave that. So I'm about to bring it back to the middle of the map. Right around where Bumpy Twins. This psychodrama kick it at me. I'm quarter brick, so there's no mistaking who the fuck I is. I did everything under the sun, so I can shine in the nighttime. Nighttime did everything under the moon. I get trapped out of grandpa's lap. Tunes like West had a young nigga back in the bowl. They bitch had a young nigga back.
They don't like that,
Joe. Niggas know I serve on a block in the booth, and I've been serious like Tip. It's a trip. How the ones who can't spit wanna try and pimp you really ain't shit. I done pimped on a bitch, took dope from a trick at a nice size.
That young nigga 19,
and I had three whips. Was a prince back then, not a king of this bitch.
Niggas take big dick.
Boy, stay fly, my green stay fine, nigga, roll while
I got
so many times, cause the average nigga couldn't get a plug like mine. I can pull that off, cause I talk that shit, man, I don't just rap. My nigga don't trip, get gone at the mall, get lost in the south. Got gas that'll do a nigga in for Tim. No seems like Tim, that'll put him underground for the king of the town. Got a pocket full of dubs, got a light green count, and a 38 stub on my waist right now. Must be, people for the nigga gang city, gotta roll 10 deep. Gotta have a nigga cool with the crew, call me, cause they never seem so where Z might be. I just might be on the block with my nigga dudes pop. On my guy J5 in the drop, big grit at the top. On my nigga Qualion, take a shot, the patron that a nigga just got from a cluck on the block.
He can't say that.
Only I can say this, posted on A-Fab in Manhattan with pins on my nigga Young West out west, eating shrimp, getting head from a chick in a set with the crew. That's the true story right there,
baby. That's what the fuck I'm talking about, nigga. That's that real motherfucking dope, nigga. That motherfucking Key West block life shit, nigga. Real live gangsters, nigga. Who said we ain't getting it? We getting it. These niggas don't know what beef is, family. They really don't know, nigga. Beef is that shit, nigga, where you can't even get up in the morning, take your kids to school, nigga. You gotta look over your shoulders, nigga, when you taking a piss in the back alley, nigga. When you can't roll your wood in the passenger seat, nigga, without your homie telling you to look out, homie, duck, nigga. That's that beef.
Thank you all for coming to enjoy the District 187 mixtape. It's your boy Sean Lennon. Mr. Coleman on the track. The chair with a new cut, stuffing off my shoulders as I stand up, in my city air, nigga, with me stands up, and it's a thin line between hands up and hands up, so I approach the stage like a robbery, making sure I got my mask on properly, is everybody with me strapped, yeah, probably, but we just came to breathe a little life into your party scene, yeah, this city wind is a part of me, just like rapping ain't just rapping, it's an art to me, that's why when I sit down and write, I got a spark of wood. Elevate it in the class and tell you I'm fucking good. Like the homie Pimp C Butler. If your chick was a 10, I probably did cutter. But I was only trying to get it right. Yeah, now I'm invested in these city nights.
Come on.
Hey, check game, man. That was definitely a motherfucking presidential override, you know what I'm saying? By yours truly, Pressure the People's Player. Before this party's over and before quarterback get back into the mix, I gotta send a big, 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 huge happy birthday out to my big homie Corey the Great. Friday, March the 16th, his birthday is coming up. He's turning 20-something. You know what I mean? Big shout out to my homeboy Corey the Great, man. You feel what I'm talking about? Happy birthday, my man. Hey, and check game two. Before the motherfucking rookie, okay, you know what? I'll give him a pass. Come on with the hand clap. It's definitely well deserved, brother. Happy birthday to my man.
I feel like goddamn no.
Hey, real quick though, big shout out to my man Corey the Great. Big shout out to my man Ray G coming home tomorrow. Super, stupid, huge. Welcome back, you know what I mean? Because, you know, everybody know he's been down for a while, you know, in a coma and all kind of other shit, you know what I'm saying? My man's coming home tomorrow. Party coming soon. If you're not invited, you're not invited, you know what I mean? If you don't heard about it yet, you won't know about it. You know what I mean? Big shout out to my man Ray Chisholm. He'll be home tomorrow, though. You know what I'm talking about? Rest in peace.
Again,
to Chantrell, a.k.a. Shake Bag. Funeral on Saturday in Jesus' name. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man. You know what I mean? I didn't know the man that well. And unfortunately, last year about this time, we were talking about the same shit, you know what I'm saying, about rest in peace and me not knowing such and such that well. You know what I'm saying? But it's Legal Dope Radio, and we do it that way.
Yeah, we have to.
You know what I'm saying?
And I got to, in between that, I got to apologize. I got to send out an apology to one of the homeboys. Shout out. Apology to the homeboy Bankroll Red, man. I was supposed to spin a UGK record today. I didn't get a chance to load it into the system because shit was going haywire.
RIP Bankroll Red today.
Yeah, RIP Dagwood, man. I'm going to make sure I do something super special for Dagwood next week. Like I say, we on Sundays now. So holler at us. You know what I mean? Wednesdays and Sundays. Sundays 7 to 9, Wednesdays 9 to 11. You already know what it is.
Big shout out to Bankroll Red. RIP to Dagwood. Big shout out to Auntie Glow. You know what I mean? Of Lay Mama. You know what I'm saying? Bankroll Red. Big shout out to the whole family over there because they're going through something, you know.
Yeah, like, some
tremendous right now. Like, this is beyond everybody.
Right.
Nobody has a clue. I don't know nobody that can relate to this situation.
No one.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know nobody personally.
Personally.
You know,
right.
Not personally. I'm pretty sure somebody somewhere is. But I know no one that's dealing with what Gloria Carr and DeLorean and Kool-Aid is going through right now. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, big shout out to their whole family. You know what I'm saying? At the end, big shout out to Shake Bag, you know, so rest in peace to that whole situation, man, because that shit's out of order.
Right.
You know.
Okay, big shout out to the North Chicago High School basketball team.
Thank you.
They're on their way to Peoria.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to them. Everybody, y'all pray, put y'all prayers together, man, so they can bring they can bring home a championship.
Thank you, man.
Look, shout out to the
got my shirt on right now.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Shout out to the boy Direct for coming through, man. We really appreciate it. Like we say, he's a friend of the Legal Dope Radio Station, but he's also a friend of ours. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to that dude. Like I say, shout out to all the Legal Dope listeners out there. I'm going to take it out like this, Rec. I know you still listening, fam. Just listen. Just like get addicted, man. Tell your boy Track call my phone, Joe.
Man, I think I'm trying to call our phone right now. Rec, man.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm down real hard.
I'm a maniacal madman. My status is malice next to a trash can. Girl super thick, so I told her to hop her ass in. Two nuts and it's over, I had to smash fam. Now literally I'm grown, so I picked it up from the hinds end. My homies tell me I'm better than any rapper ever. Like Jimmy John's, I deliver you beats without the cheddar. They call me Sean like Don because the seventh letter. Leave a nigga holy like or a block of mozzarella. Excuse me, Swiss cheese, you niggas is Swiss beef. Marrying Elise is the only way you can touch key. I'm like a brain freeze, you niggas is warm breeze. B-Rad status with pins is out in the palm tree. Me, 87 Chevy with gold D's, 19 white walls, rolling a Martin Luther King. I'm a producer's dream, you niggas produce a dream. R. Kelly known for pissing on high 16. With this 32, I'm hot as a bunny suit. The beat tank as well as the rapper standing in front of you. Some people say my crew is like Easy with Ren and Cuba. Modern day in WA with a different attitude. Into the actors before me, I do show gratitude. Cause I ain't have to show you a blood and a Jason Maffa dude. Who's the best, homie, ask a few. If you want the proof, 122 pounds, get us right in front of you. Want me to show and prove, will roll me a blunt or two. And I can take your mind on a trip like we both in Papa's room. When I bless the booth, I'm high as a passing suit. And known to get it all on the track like an Asian prostitute. Kicking aim like I'm about to shoot. Then release the clip when you flinch and pistol whip the pussy up out of you. All too Rogati, you Jesse the fucking body you.
Majestic Trauma. Majestic Trauma.
I'm a beast. I'm a dog. Excuse me as I park this pretty bitch up on the curb. Yeah. My vision hella blurred, cause I can't see through that hate. I get much more than I deserve. That's why I keep the brain slow. Smoke rising out the cool Gucci frame zone. Yeah, and in my hood I'm King Kong. Because I wreck any track that I climb on. Yeah, just that motion picture money flow. Sean Lennon for the leading role. Yeah, white whip caller Amber Rose. This is how a winner's life supposed to go.
This is Urban Hype William video. Fat dude with the skinny flow. A bunch of models in a drop
row.
Popping bottles of that trunk row.
Fat boy with the skinny flow. A bad bitch in the tiny club. Ride through the city slow. Everything bright like a high Williams video.
No directions needed, I got an old soul. Hip hop dripping out my asshole. Fat dude with a skinny flow. They keep a hood rat that shortly resembles a centerfold. Over the game like a dome beat. And that shit retractable, I'm in my Peyton Manning seat. Yeah, which means I'm kind of a control freak. And I need the ball to win, Kobe Bean. Yeah. 18s for the offset, back pair looking like they can't get in the club yet. Yeah, so I leave them at the front door, top down like I'm in a motherfucking video. Yeah, like they never seen a seat breeze. Wave game looking like 11 million beauty queens. Top models in red bottles. Yeah, top models in red bottles. Yeah, get that motion picture money flow.
John Lennon for the leading role. Yeah, white whip, call it Amber Rose. This is how a winner like the clothes go.
This is
Herbert
High Williams video. Fat boy with the skinny flow. A bunch of models in a truck bro. Popping bottles of that truck rosé.
Fat boy with a skinny flow. A fat bitch in the designer club. Riding through the city flow. Everything quiet like a high boy video. Yeah.
I'm just exotic as the chick I'm with. Interaction is as foreign as the car I whip. And the car whip is whiter than my nickname. So when I hit the hood, the ballers call me Raw Kane. Fat nigga with a skinny flow. They keep a change of skinny as the jeans in y'all video. I get that for really though. I don't think y'all hear me though.
So, basically, if you really not feeling this, and I need y'all to do this shit. Niggas hate my swag, look, cause I feel myself. Climb on top of the Willis Tower, nigga, kill yourself. Jump off, jump off, jump off, jump off, jump off, jump off. Ayo, SP, SP.
Niggas hate my swag,
aight,
cause I feel myself. Climb on top of the Willis Tower, nigga, kill yourself.
Yeah.
Jump off some balls,
yeah.
Jump off some balls,
yeah.
Jump off some balls,
yeah.
Jump off some balls.
Yeah.
We wait too long, that's what I hear the people tell me. Thunder Browns was gone, said their name three times, we appear like Mary. Killing these niggas with the OJ glove, got the Jose feel to the top of the cup. No spit real slick, got them flipping it up. Head real big, niggas fixing the bus, think you fucking with us. ADP, BMG, SPQP. Want too many hits like a nigga OD. Do anything I want, really feeling OC. No I've been a shit till I'm stepped in the dough. Collected all the hate, now I'm setting the blow. So you niggas love, you neglect your foe. You can take a hopper to the night of this road. Spill no blood to get all on my fit. Click a goon, ready to up that clip.
Right.
Fuck your boo, give her all that dick, no bonker back, she give me all that lip. Go up and down, walk the path of life. Pussy so good, had a bag of twice. That's your wife, that's your girl. Now she played out like a Jackson curl. Kiss my whole ass, you can take the cold ass. Stepping on you up to the top like a nomad.
Yeah,
I don't fuck with too many, don't know who Kojak. They'll get you hit with the 40, homie, and full flag.
Gone, nigga, take my swag, cause I feel myself. Climb on top of the Willis Tower, nigga, kill yourself.
Go ahead, jump off,
jump
nigga.
Off, jump 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 off. Niggas hate my swag,
hate my swag,
cause I feel myself
cool.
Climb on top of the Willis Tower, nigga, kill yourself. Jump off, jump
nobody's
off,
nobody's listening to you, dude.
Jump off, jump off,
yeah,
jump off,
yeah,
jump off.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, look, I got a whole bunch of fresh in my swagger.
Yeah.
I'm a rock star like Mick Jagger. See, I'm grossly stoned, these bitches, you know. Paper or plastic, I bagger. BMG, this my gang, yeah. J&J, this my label, label. Everybody eat, I don't care if it's room for three at my table. Bitch, I'm moving this game cause I'm able. Mama boy like I'm racing. Bad bitches, let a dope voice on my for that pussy. I'm grateful, it ain't no hoe with me, but she on me. Mixed bitch, her name Tony. Her body built like a stallion, yeah. Nigga, she a minor birth for me. Plus, she say she only do winners. Steak and lobster, my dinner. I hustle hard like I'm Ace Hood, man. It's June, but feeling like winter. Don't be mad, I'm starting by balling. Y'all money funny like Martin. And my conversation like Master, cause you feel a high as soon as you spark it. Park wherever I'm in and hot body. Banging Master, be body, body. Heard you niggas had beef, so figured I hit your block and see body. Don't be mad, it's dark and we shining. Shots is open, we climbing. Dick is hard and she riding. Let the paper get loaded, we grinding, nigga.
Yeah.